Hello, St. John. Welcome again to another fun-filled episode of Rock O'Clock. I'm Derek, and Brian's to my left.
Hello.
And we're going to play some music for you.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yee-haw. So if you have requests, the number is 648-5925.
Otherwise, or 1-800-TEX-MEX.
1-800-TEX-MEX?
That should be the name of a radio station. Tex-Mix.
Tex-Mix?
Yeah. It's a play on words, sort of. Well, and you play country.
I suppose, yeah, that would commit us to playing a lot of terrible country music.
Oh, I didn't say we should do it.
Oh, okay.
I said someone else should do it.
So you're just supplying like a loose business plan for
somebody. I just gave someone that idea for free.
Here's a business plan. I will supply the 1-800 number in idea form and run with it. Go. You're like a business guru. So yeah.
Derek's going to start with some music from Halifax and a group called Cousins. They're supposed to have a new record coming out here. Billy Bob.
Yep.
Tex-Mex.
Tex-Mex.
It's from the release that came before the record, and this track was on. One of the tracks was on this record, but I think this the one that we're going to play was not.
This is the EP.
It's the B-sides of Secret Weapon and Speech 7-inch, which came out on Noise Records single series in 2011. This is a track called Speech by Cousins.
Hope you like it. Hey, everybody, we're back, and we're having adventures. Brian and I are sitting calmly with our hands folded and thinking of all the wonderful songs that we're going to play.
You were flexing your muscles the whole time.
I can't help but flex. I have to try to not flex because
I'm trying to tell Derek that it's not the Summer Olympics on this year and he doesn't have to practice his weightlifting, but he hasn't been listening.
I don't want to stretch out my shirts, so I'm trying not to flex so much.
Also, it's a little embarrassing because you're really bad at it.
Yeah, there we go.
That was just a pen. And he still didn't get it off the ground. That was a tune by a cool band called Pup. Their self-titled debut came out last year, and we're still spinning it because it's good tunes.
They're from Sweden. And it's pronounced poop.
It's not. And that was like they're
in the spirit of international sports
relations, positive relations.
Pronunciation will be an Olympic event in the next.
Let's play all Russian music from here on out.
Poop.
The band. Do you remember? You might not remember this because you don't. You know. I don't know. Maybe current the events. The band Tattoo. From the late 90s, early... I use the word band loosely. It was just two Russian girls. They had two hits.
I think I remember them vaguely.
They played the Olympics because they were the only Russian group they thought that an international audience would recognize. A one-hit really? Wonder from 15 years ago. Isn't that sad?
Where's Yakov Smirnov when you need him?
Anyway, before that, you heard from Wet Denim, their self-titled debut, the Halifax all-female group, had a pretty cool release towards the end of 2013, and you heard a track called Leisure. You also heard from the almighty Rhombus, and a track called Down South. And kicking us off was the B-side from an early 2011 Cousins 7-inch called Speech.
All very good things. And I guess now what we will hear is some music from Halifax's own / St. John's own Like a Motorcycle. From their latest album, Motor Pool. This came out this year, or actually 2013. And we are going to hear a song called Naked Pictures. And after that, who knows, but stay tuned. If you have requests, the number is, as always, 648-5925. And let's put some umlauts over the U in PUP and see what happens.
It's just pop.
I know, but it...
You're a bad person.
We could affect the pronunciation for people who just stumble into it. They think, oh, and here's pupe.
You better keep practicing your muscular skills because I think they're going to beat you up.
No, I don't need. I'll just deflect them. You don't need to be strong.
Here is the A-side. First track from # Motor Pool and the new release from Like Motorcycle. It's called Naked Pictures.
Here you go. Keep on listening.
Sharply as a star to fall, all the world's beauty I compare to you, and I hope you
And that was some music from Free Love Fenner from their album Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner. What was that song called, Brian?
Sad Emporia.
Sad Emporia. Before that, we heard some other music, which Brian will describe.
Not Sad Emporium. It's not where you go to get sad things.
And well, yeah, you could go there. It's like the Wicker Emporium, but with sadness.
And before that, you heard from Darkside and their 2013 debut, Psychics. You heard a track, the closing track from that record, Metatron. And you heard the opening track from Shooting Guns and a track called Real Horse Footage. And you also heard from Like a Motorcycle with a track called Naked Pictures.
And you were mentioning earlier that you wanted to talk about the Olympics.
Yeah, I talked about how so much.
He's been going on about the Olympics all day. And so who's that guy that you're talking about who's really great, who you really like in the Olympics this year?
Don Cherry.
Don Cherry. Yeah. There's a slam dunk. He slam dunked everything. I've been actively avoiding the Olympics.
Oh, ice basketball? That'd be awesome. I'd watch that. Why doesn't that not exist?
I don't know.
Ice kitball? You even came up with a better name for it than I did.
Ice kitball. Yep. I don't even watch them so much.
I mean, they had trampoline basketball.
I don't think that's... Yeah, that is a real thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It was really popular. It had a TV show Spike, but which wasn't called Spike at the time.
It was a novelty that they tried to get going.
I loved it.
You loved it?
As a kid, I thought it was the best. I loved it. I watched it every weekend. I was so excited about it. It's such a ridiculous sport.
Yeah, so much potential for injury.
It was really dangerous. People got hurt.
I know, like the thing I remember.
One guy like tore a ligament in his leg.
The thing that I briefly, when it's short life, I remember seeing it and thinking, wasn't it a series of smaller trampolines instead of like one big one?
Yeah.
And the physics doesn't add up that you couldn't have one big trampoline, but at the same time, if you've ever fallen through the springs of a normal size trampoline, you know that it can really mess you up. And there's a lot of things that can go wrong with having multiple trampolines that you're bouncing from trampoline to trampoline.
It's just kind of dumb, too. I mean, the only benefit is that you can slam dunk a lot because you jump so high. But aside from that, it's just kind of stupid.
Yeah, how do they run? I bet you they don't even run.
They don't run. You can't run. You have to jump around.
Do they wear... I wasn't as invested in it as you, but do they have bare feet or do they have special shoes?
I don't know. This was over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I definitely didn't pay that close of attention to it. It was only on TV for a little while, for maybe two seasons of the sport.
That's scary. Quote unquote. Scary. Yeah, but did you watch the XFL? Remember the XFL?
That yes, I do.
It was on for one season.
I didn't like football anyway at the time, and my interest now is quite limited, so I didn't care to watch that. I don't remember what the big deal was. Was it just that there was less rules? It was more rough?
Yeah.
They had ex-convicts as players.
It was edgy, and it was like arena league football, but edgier and with no arena, and it was owned by...
the wrestling.
Yeah, Vince McMahon, yeah. The owner of... So it had this that sort of theatrical element
to
it. Did
the X stand for extreme?
I think it did. Sadly, it did.
Of course it did.
And there's one guy who's like the ambassador of the XFL who everyone remembers. You could change your name if you wanted to, if you wanted to just like, you know, be this... crazy alter ego. And there's one guy whose name was He Hate Me. And that was it. That was in the back of his jersey. I forget who he played for, the Austin Wranglers. I don't know. That's probably not even a real name, but
well, that sounds just swell.
The XFL, and yeah, He Hate Me was doing all kinds of stuff, and he was always doing dirty business. And yeah.
All right, well, we're gonna jump into some tunes here. We're gonna hear from a record that I heard for the first time last week by this group called Sexy Mathematics. Derek, you missed this one. I thought it'd be right up your alley.
Yep.
They have a new record that's called Electronics. You're going to hear the second track from this record called Suffer.
Yeah. Oh, here it is.
Not Sulfur. Thank you.
Know how frigid they should feel, and there will be drums.